Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Sharon.
I had a 40-year porn addiction.
Porn was an unwelcome guest for 32 years of our marriage.
I found hope and freedom when I attended a Gateway to Freedom weekend.
And I found hope and the courage to begin my healing journey while attending Wives Care.
Don't be like us and allow porn to wreak havoc in your lives.
Reach out to Be Broken today.
To learn more about Gateway to Freedom, 3-day intensive for men, and Wives Care online groups, visit BeBroken.org or call 210-822-8201. That's BeBroken.org or 210-822-8201.
And self-awareness is so huge. We do things and then we never think about why do we do those things and are they working or are they not working. But when a guy says, I'm learning more about myself. Now, I think that's the beginning of huge change. Somebody might say, just learn more about God, which is a good thing. Always learn more about God. But I think we're on this earth for two things. Get yourself in alignment, which means learn more about yourself and get that self in alignment with God in the Spirit.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Daugherty here with another episode of the PSR Podcast, which is a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries. In today's episode, I sit down with my good friend, Dr. Stephen Cervantes, also known as Dr. Marriage, to explore how wives can recognize genuine change in their husbands after betrayal. We break it down into two key indicators, new language and new behaviors. A truly changing husband takes initiative in his growth journey, developing emotional awareness, practicing patience, managing anger, and seeking accountability and genuine friendships with other men. Stephen and I emphasize that real transformation comes from a deep, heartfelt commitment to personal growth, not external pressure or just short-term relief from discomfort. It's a lifelong growth mission, and we're here to encourage men and couples every step of the way. For daily insights from Stephen, visit drmarriage.org. For additional resources, you can visit our website at BeBroken.org or check out the links that we're going to put in today's show notes. And friends, of course, I want to invite you to rate and review the podcast after listening on any platform that you get the podcast. Now, let's roll up our sleeves and get some practical wisdom from Dr. Marriage. All right, so I'm here with Dr. Cervantes, Dr. Marriage.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I am blessed. Thank you, sir.
And yes, you know, Stephen is known as Dr. Marriage, and he puts out a daily thought, and we're going to put that in the show notes, but it's drmarriage.org.
Yes.
Is where people can learn more about you and your daily thoughts, right?
A thought a day to encourage a man. And if you sign up, you get a short post to read to your wife to have a discussion. Because what do wives say? He doesn't talk to me. Why doesn't he talk to me? Well, and he says, well, what do you want me to say? It's like, go get some information somewhere.
Well,
and bring it to me and let's talk about it.
And here's what I discovered in my own marriage is, guess what? Wives will read this. And then they might text their husband, hey, read this post, read this thought. And
that's true.
So she's able to then kind of even sort of give me the tell of what do I want you to talk to me about? Because then she'll read it and go, this thought is really something we should talk about.
And so, they love it.
Yeah.
It's true. It goes both ways. Wives want to talk. Men need to talk. Our dialogues grow deeper. Our relationships grow deeper when we're talking.
Yeah.
So
let's do it. Today's topic, I think there's a good, you know, dovetail in this, is one of the things that we hear from wives a lot is, okay, so we've done disclosure. I know what's happened. We are working through the mess of that. But, you know, so many times what a wife wants, she wants a sense of safety and like, what can I actually rely on? Because her whole foundation has been shaken. And one of the key questions is she wants to know, how can I actually know if he's changing for real? Or if maybe he's putting on kind of a performance or something.
That's a great question. How do I know if my husband's changing?
Yeah.
Right? Because I thought he was good before, and he duped me, right? And what do men say? Well, why are we talking about this again? You know, it's in the past. Leave it there. You know, all those kind of things like flag you off. Don't go deeper. Flag you off. And then wife feels like, okay, it must be me. I'm blaming him. And then she goes, I still want safety and security. And I want to know that we're on a good growth path.
Yeah,
it's not a con job.
She's second guessing herself now, right? Because
that's
like
right.
You said, hey, wait a second. I thought things were this way. And now I'm realizing. So she's got a lot of fear, a lot of just there's even distrust in her own like senses. And so we're going to try to provide some concrete things to look for that can indicate that real change is actually happening. And guys, listen up here, because this is not something that you go, if you've already got a deceptive spirit, this is not going to help you. Don't try to grab this information and go, okay, how can I just do these things? No. Long term, these things will bear out over time.
You know what I love about this podcast? You hear stuff on our podcast you'll hear nowhere else. You will, because I'm creating a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's brand new, fresh stuff. It's not recycled stuff. So how do you know? And so there's two answers. One is he using new language? Right? Is he saying new things? Because why are we talking about it? Let it go. You're making it a problem. I mean, he'll say those things over and over again. That's not new. You've heard that all before. That's old language. So number one, is he using new language? And number two, is he doing new behaviors? That's it. That's the answer. How do you know if somebody's growing? They said, guess what? I read in a book. I listened to a podcast. I have an idea. Hey, you know what just came to me? You know what God showed me? Oh, my goodness.
And I would say that the underlying factor for both of these is that he's taking the initiative to learn new language, and he's taking the initiative to learn new behaviors.
Oh, that's right.
So in other words, rather than just, because a lot of times what happens, I mean, again, a wife legitimately in her fear is starting to go to this group. She's telling him what to do, and he might just dutifully go check the box. Okay, well, I'm doing
that's
a new
good.
Behavior. I went to a group. Well, the wife told him to do that. And it's okay but the idea is.
And that's an okay beginning.
Is he engaging in the group and then coming back with new insights and new language and new. That's the key, is it's like he's the one taking the initiative in both of these.
Yes. And so he's bringing new language, and then he starts doing new behaviors, and you see him call a man, get an accountability person. You know, just you can go down a whole list, and we will shortly go down the whole list. But just think on two levels, wives. Am I hearing anything new? Because how does the mind change? But it learns new concepts and it plays with it, and then it tries to integrate it. And Jonathan's big on grace, right? Mm-hmm. I pulled into the place, grace changes everything. Well, it's a concept, but if a guy's talking about, he starts to use the word, you know, I messed up, but God gave me grace. And so he's learning forgiveness. Well, that's new language. You can hear his mind grabbing a new concept.
And it's not, and even when that message of grace starts to go deeper, it's not a thing of like, yeah, God gave me grace. It's like, oh man, God gave me grace. That changes my heart. I don't want to keep doing the stupid things that I'm doing that bring shame and bring hurt to other people. Like, that's how grace starts to change. It's not just, oh yeah, God forgive. That's the simplistic baby view of grace.
Now look at what
John start, right?
Just demonstrated. It's new behavior. Do you see him shift? Oh, no way. Guess what? He leans in. He's more intense. That's new behavior. Mm-hmm. When does he act like this? That grace thing went deep in him. New language, new behavior.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we're talking about. So let's just talk about the new language. And I like this new concept. That's the old me. This is the new me. Right? Because she goes, you know how you are. You never change. And if you start saying, well, look, let's see old me. There's a divide here with the old me that was stuck and the new me that's got new material and new hope and new energy. And yeah, I'm not great at the new me, but I have the vision. I have the language. So if you don't have good language, how do you understand a concept?
Yeah. And what's the thing we talk about all the time up here about with guys? It's like you got to get on a growth mission.
Yes.
Right? So the idea is, hey, the old me was stuck in no growth, no curiosity, no desire to really to really, really engage learning.
Yes.
And the new me is curious, and the new me is saying, I'm on a growth mission. And so it is good to kind of make a demarcation. A lot of times, a disclosure, a formal disclosure, can be a great demarcation of old me and new me language.
Yes. So hey, I used to think like that. Who says that? I used to think like that. But now I think this. Do you hear the old and new, the shift?
And notice one of the biggest differences, even in these two statements, there is an acknowledgement. There's a humility there, right? Because it's saying, I'm not disagreeing with you, wife, that I have absolutely acted in the ways that you're just now pointing out. But I want you to know that that's not what I plan to keep doing. That's not the goal that I have set. So the idea of, you're right, I used to think that way. And you might even say, and I'm ashamed of the way that I thought, because that is not the way I want to be. That's not the man that I want to be. That's not the husband that I want to be.
That's good. And self-awareness is so huge. We do things, and then we never think about, why do we do those things? And are they working or are they not working? But when a guy says, I'm learning more about myself. Now, I think that's the beginning of huge change. Somebody might say, just learn more about God, which is a good thing. Always learn more about God. But I think we're on this earth for two things. Get yourself in alignment, which means learn more about yourself, and get that self in alignment with God and the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, why do I get so mad so easily? Why am I so impatient? One guy said, I don't even like to talk. Everybody's talking all the time. Why are people saying so many words? Well, he was learning about himself. Words irritate me. I think, and then I do. Why do you need to talk?
And guess what? That's why he needs to listen to this podcast episode. Because it's like, you do need to learn new language, right? So part of that self-awareness is even saying, I'm going to learn new language about myself, or even how to describe myself. So it's not going to be any more, you know, simplistic, like, yeah, I've done some bad behaviors. It's like, no, you know what? I've been selfish. I've been self-centered. I have been rude. I've been hurtful. Like, to start to get down to a level where you can acknowledge the specifics of how you've been, and then also the specifics of what you're pursuing. You know what? I just learned something this week where, for me to continue in my growth mission is, I'm going to take this next week and I'm going to just meditate on the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all this. And every day I'm just going to focus on one. So you know what? Today is about patience. And that's new language. Like, I have been a very impatient man. I've been somebody who's controlling, and I want to learn how to be more patient.
That's good. The guy that said, I don't like to talk much, developed a new strategy, and he says, every time I'm driving home, he says to himself, I've got to chat her up. She needs language. I got to chat with her and chat her up, because it helps her mood and she feels better, not so lonely. So that's my new assignment. I'm not much of a talker around the world, but I will chat her up when I go home, because language, connection, dialogue, deepening.
Yeah.
So the next one is huge, and I like to say this to guys, you're emotionally stunted.
Mm.
And they go, what? What are you talking about? It's like, if you haven't done your emotional work, you set it up in childhood, you're stunted. But when a guy says, wow, man, I think I'm emotionally stunted. If he goes home and says that, man, the whole world is wide open. The past is glaring at him. And I realize I'm stuck somewhere, and this is not how I die.
Yeah, because how many men on the planet have ever said that out loud about themselves? I am emotionally stunted.
Wow.
I mean, again, notice a thread that's weaving through all of this that can also indicate that change is really happening. How much humility and courage does it take for a man to say, I am emotionally stunted? Because it's an admission that there's growth that's necessary there, right?
But would you say that? I've been emotionally stunted?
Absolutely.
Because I would say that I've been emotionally stunted. Absolutely. I've been trying to understand emotions my whole life.
I'd say I've still got a lot of emotional stuntedness in my life. There's still a lot more room for growth in that. Ask my wife. She'll say, yeah.
It's just it's so humble, right? It's just humble. It's a great place. And if you say the right language, your brain knows where to go.
And I want to say this, too, as a little aside here. We're just shotgunning you with a lot of things here. Wives and husbands, please don't have an expectation that after listening to this one episode, a husband is going to have all of this new language in like a week. Like we just admitted, we're still on a growth mission.
Yes.
We are still needing to learn new language and new behavior. So don't think that this is, first of all, this is not an exhaustive list or comprehensive. It's like, there's always more that you can learn here. We're trying to give you a framework for
creating Well, and language. The other reason it's important to talk about emotions, because people say, you can't understand emotions. It's like, what are you talking about? It's your life. Yeah. You experienced all this stuff. They're saying, I don't want to use emotional language. Let's just be spiritual beings. Well, I love that. We are spiritual beings. But if you, it's almost like you have to, there's an emotional level and a spiritual level. If you get in trouble at the spiritual level, it's mostly the emotional program breaking down. So we want to know ourselves why, so we can invite God to help us in the emotional place, so we can get freedom and healing in the emotional place, so we can then live like a better spirit in this body and not trip over ourselves.
Absolutely. That is so true.
The next one is, I'm trying to listen more deeply. When you think about this, people listen and they're either thinking about what they're going to say next or are trying to get past this, or they hear something emotional and they get moving because they don't want to get stuck here. But are you just listening to when a person talks, where is their pain in their story? Oh, I wanted to run this store and get this thing and I had it planned today and I forgot my wallet. So I couldn't buy it. I turned around. I wasted all that time. Could you hear the sadness in the story? Are you listening? Because she's saying, I was a little sad today.
And think about how different this is from what certainly would have been before. Because one thing we know about a person when they are deep into addiction or secret behavior that we are always dealing with in men in our ministry, they are not listening at all. Mm-hmm. So what do they often see the wife's, speech about? It's almost like it's an interruption. Like, I will just sort of appease to the degree that I can so that I can get back to what I want to do. And so for him to even say, I'm trying to listen more deeply, that's going to be a huge statement because he's not probably exhibited that before.
And it's great for him to say that I'm listening more deeply. Okay, brain, listen deeply. Hey, wife, I'm trying to listen more deeply. It's like accountability and sharing the goal and the vision together. And we're on this, and this is the change. Remember, we're listening for language that sounds like change. I'm trying to listen more deeply. Oh, my goodness, that should just melt a spouse's heart. Thank you, dear, for slowing down, managing your brain. Thank you for hearing the pain in my soul. This next one's important. I'm learning to be okay with sadness. Sadness is like a superpower when you learn how to be okay with sadness. Everybody's sad. Mm-hmm. Every day, somebody got abandoned, rejected, neglected, ignored, unheard, passed over. I mean, we're talking about that all the time. And if you're not okay with sadness, your sadness or their sadness...
In fact, that's one of the things that I think drives men into these numbing behaviors, right? Is some of those emotions that are either confusing or uncomfortable to them. And I think sadness is one of those, because think about all the emotions that men are not allowed to express in our society generally. And the two that really rise to the top is sadness and fear.
Right. Let me think about that.
Men
really
are not
good.
Allowed to be sad.
Don't be sad.
I'll give you something to cry about. You know, right. Just like, shut up. I don't want that sadness near me. And fear. No, you can't be afraid. Right. Yeah. And think about how many times, as we've dug into this more and more, what is at the core of our emotional system that drives everything? Fear. And sadness. I think there's a sadness
there,
right?
That's good. So, if you put them together, I'm afraid to be sad. I'm afraid of my own sadness, right?
I don't know how to express it, right? Yeah, I don't know how to share it. So
that is good. You're sounding smart, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I need to slow myself down. I just need to slow down. I'm in a hurry. Go quick. I want you to stop. Let's not talk about it. Let's move on. You know, and Eddie Caparucci said recently, slow everything down. Yeah. That's his line. But the whole idea is I'm learning to slow myself down. Why do I have to run away? Why do I have to get stressed so fast? Why do I get angry or tired? Or why do I have to leave? Why do I shut down? Slow down. Pay attention.
And how powerful is this for a wife who is just craving safety and stability after being hurt so deeply? Because she's probably seeing, if he's legitimately wanting to try to repair things and all that, he's probably trying to go as fast as he can, right? How can I get fixed as fast as possible?
True.
And that creates more panic and nervousness on her part, because she's like, is he just performing or what? So if he can say, you know what, I'm realizing this new me is on a lifelong growth mission. Mm. So while I want to be intentional and really focused on this, I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm going to slow myself down to learn what I need to learn along the way.
That's good. Slow myself down. Because the next one is kind of a cousin. I'm working on patience. Mm. I want to be more patient, careful, cautious, slower, patient, not so quick to respond, not so jumpy, not so protective, patient.
And again, this is one that I can think can create a lot of safety with a wife, because she's going to need time and it's going to be mm-hmm. back and forth. And so for him to express that he's learning to be patient can be very, very helpful.
Dear, I have to tell you, I'm working on anger management. My anger has been a problem. I've got to work on my anger. I don't know why I'm so angry. Anger messes me up. It messes you up. New language about anger.
I've never met a guy in almost 23 years of doing this ministry that has a, compulsive sexual behavior that does not have an underlying anger issue.
Mm.
And so it manifests in a lot of different ways. So again, for this language to come out where there's the humility for a man to say, I'm going to work on my anger, is huge.
Hey, let me just tell you something I just learned. Let me tell you this thing. I was reading this book and they said, and then they explained a concept, or I was listening to a podcast. Our friend just, this thing just hit me. When they say that, it's like there's an awakening moment. I just learned something and I'm going to share it with you, see if it makes sense to you, get your ideas on it. What do you think?
And again, think about what's happening here. This is initiative, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not waiting for, hey, the wife saying, can you tell me something you learned right now?
Right.
It's him saying, hey, it's almost like there's an excitement. I want to share this. It's almost like when you're a little kid and you first discover something about something.
Yes.
And you just kind of like, I didn't know that before. And now I know it. I want to go share this with my friend. Right. And so there's a sense of excitement in being able to learn new things.
You know what the topic of a group was tonight? Now, we don't talk about the people in group. We don't tell their names. We protect one another. But you know what the topic tonight was in group? Right? We talked about, and I'm repeating, slowing down, or attachment. We talked mm-hmm. about bonding and attaching tonight. And you know what I learned? I'm not a very good bonder or attacher or connector. Okay. That was the topic. We can talk about it. Here's some new language, some new energy and insight. Let's you and I talk about this together.
Yeah. And for the husbands that are listening or watching right now, hopefully what you're starting to realize is that in order for you to get new language, you have to be curious and be on a growth mission. In other words, you're not checking a box when you go to group. You're leaning in. You're being present. You're listening. You're going, I want to learn. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. Mm-hmm. I'm not just here to say, hey, how can I use these men to make me, quote unquote, clean so that then my wife will not be so angry? That is the wrong motivation. Mm-hmm. It's like you've got to start having the heart desire of, I want to learn something new at group.
So our last comment from the language section is, this is going to be a long journey. There's going to be a lot of growth and change. It's going to take a lot of small steps, but you know what? I'm committed. I'm committed, dear.
Yeah, that's so good. That's goes back to kind of the difference between the old me versus the new me. The new me is on a growth mission. I'm in for the long haul.
So let's start looking for changes. Remember two things. How do you know if someone's changing? Let's review. They use new language and they do new behaviors. And you go, wow, he's never done that before. Look at that. I noticed that. So number one, he starts to pray and read with discipline, read his Bible with discipline. And he realizes, I got to walk in humility and ask God for help.
Yeah, and again, initiative, right? This isn't about checking a box or just saying, you know, oh, my pastor tells me to pray more. My wife would like me to read my Bible more. No, it's like you have to be the one that says, I want to do these things because I want to be a different man.
And maybe he finds a devotional book on marriage, on God or the names of God. It could be anything, but he starts reading to you a devotional book, new material, new ideas, new behavior, growth.
I know a good one. It's called 40 Days to Oneness by this guy over here. That could be a great way to, again, this is doing both. This will help a man learn new language, and he's doing a new behavior because he's wanting to do a devotional with his wife.
Thank you, sir. That's a workbook that's out there.
Yeah.
He could start journaling. Lots of guys, I mean, this is hard to do. People don't like to journal. It's hard. It's a discipline. But the people that do it, they go, guess what I just noticed? And it's really a God thing. Everything we're talking about is Holy Spirit driven and influenced. Mm-hmm. Even when I say I got these ideas, it's not me. It's the Spirit of God living in me that's talking to the Spirit of God living in you. This is all about God. This is not about emotions. It's about growth towards holiness. That's the mission we're on, the oneness, holiness, God mission. So don't get confused when we use emotions and growth, like that's the end. That's not the end. That's the path.
Well, so, and I would say this real quickly on journaling. This feeds into a lot of the stuff that we were talking about even new language, because journaling is going to slow a guy down. Journaling requires some listening and some introspection. Journaling is about writing down some of that new language and those topics that you're learning about in group. There's so many benefits to journaling in this journey.
Yes. And so he starts to meet with other guys. My wife says, well, who are you having coffee with this morning? Because, you know, I have four or five guys I like to go and encourage, and I get encouraged. And, you know, it's like, who's he going to have lunch with? You know, who's he calling? Who's he meeting with? You know, that's one. And then the other one, it could also be in a group context. What, does he belong to a group? And is he making friends in that group? And are they having coffee apart? Are they doing their workbook or talking? Or so he meets with men and he participates in a group.
And a lot of times in that group, is he getting plugged into a group that is going to specifically talk about these issues of sexual integrity and emotional growth and those kind of things? Because here's one of the things that I've discovered is that we've had many men that have been in church for years, and they're carrying the secret, and they've been in every Bible study that their church has.
That's right.
But they're not talking about this issue. So part of that is the new behavior that you're seeing in him is he's getting with a group of men that are open and honest about these struggles.
Yes, that's good. And I love this idea of listening to podcasts. Is he listening to podcasts? Is he following somebody or three or four people and getting some encouragement every day, getting fueled with ideas? And so he tells you he's listening to podcasts, or he shares the idea, or you hear him in the other room listening to a podcast, right? That's new behavior that you can observe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This one is good. Reading books on growth, development, spiritual development, emotional development, relationship. There's like three areas you have to always work on: personal development, growth with God, and connection to spouse. And you got to be doing all these growth as a man. And I'm going to say one more thing. Sometimes a wife will say to me, he's keeping a book by his nightstand. That never happened. Yeah. He has a book he wants to read two or three pages at night. So I can see a new book shows up. It shows up for a couple of months. Then that book goes away and another book shows up. That's new behavior.
Yeah. And so, and I've heard from many guys, and a lot of guys have said, yeah, I'm not a reader. And I used to be really harsh and cold with my response. I'm a little softer now, but but I still, I will gently say, what is the, are you on a growth mission?
Mm.
And part of the growth mission is you're going to do some things that are uncomfortable and unfamiliar. Now, before I would have like staunchly said, get a book. Now I'm like, you know, there are audiobooks. If you struggle true. With reading, like literally you just struggle with reading.
Absolutely.
You can still get the content and the information in different ways, but we can't just make, this is where you have to remember old man versus new man.
Mm.
Old man was like, this is the quote unquote way I am. New man is like, I'm on a growth mission. There's going to be plenty of things that I go, I'm ignorant about, or I don't know how to do that. And that's what a growth mission is. You learn how to do new things.
And I'll read a book, and I'll read the first third, and I go, I'm done. I'm going to another one because this isn't holding me, right? Yeah. Growth. So what are the new behaviors? He finds an accountability person or a mentor, an old guy at church, somebody that's ahead of him. He finds a coach or a counselor, right? He's engaged with somebody that has some more information than he does. And then I'm going to piggyback, or he goes to a training seminar, which is a softball handoff to you about the weekend.
Yeah. We have our Gateway to Freedom 3-day intensive, which is another thing that can indicate a new behavior. It's like, I'm going to go into an environment that I've never been in before. I've never been to an intensive for men with sexual struggles. And part of this, again, notice the thread that's going through this about new behaviors as well. There is a humility here, right? To essentially say, I don't know as much as this mentor or as this counselor or as this coach or as the folks leading this intensive, but I'm willing to put myself in that place because I'm on a growth mission to be the new man that I want to be.
Yes. So he has a mentality of looking for opportunities for growth. And it's funny when you tell your brain, hey, we're on growth mission. It's funny how your brain would bring to you stuff. Oh, pay attention. That's growth. You wanted it? Here, look at this magazine article. Look, did you hear that announcement? Your brain will help you get where you tell it to go. And so I would just say that whole idea of he's on a spiritual and emotional growth path. That's the behavior. Anything that looks like looking for an opportunity or growth. And remember, there's going to be ups and downs on this journey. Mm. There's going to be starts and stops. And this is a lifelong commitment. I mean, and I don't know if you feel this, but as I grow, I feel more engaged in life and I feel more alive. And people ask this question, you know, did my life matter? You know, did I make a difference? When the more you grow, the more you have to pass to everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's growth for self to know where you and God need to wrestle together inward and to bless the people around you so that your life is very significant. You get a life to live, and we want to make it a significant life.
Yeah, this idea of new language and new behavior is about that growth mission that is not only beneficial to the man who is doing this, but ultimately is about him fulfilling purpose that is always for the good of others.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has lots of layers of benefit to it. But
yes.
Hopefully this has been helpful for the couples that are listening, that are realizing, hey, we don't want to get stuck, for men who are saying, I want to change, and for wives who are saying, I want to see what that change looks like. Hopefully we've given you some kind of tangible things to latch on to that will help you in that growth mission. So
great.
If you'd like more help in terms of taking your next step in that growth, we'd love to be able to walk alongside you. So please reach out to us, and we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.
God bless.
Take care.